KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. I had a real nice visit again with Susie Sondager. And if you just tuned in and missed it, I want to remind you that tomorrow at Calvary Church, the service gets underway at 6:30. And it'll be a special presentation, a one-woman docudrama, Corey Remembers, the true story of Corrie Ten Boom. And really looking forward not only to seeing Susie do this, because I've seen her do the show before, but as she mentioned, so many things added with, you know, there's a lot of new equipment at Calvary since the last time she was here. So it's going to be quite a presentation. And part of putting on events at Calvary Church, Coy Trammell's in studio with us. And Coy, welcome into studio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've never been on the air together before.
We haven't.
All these years.
It's a special occasion.
And let me officially, I did this off the air, but officially welcome you back onto staff. You've been back a little while now. How long now?
On staff?
Yeah.
Since May.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you, is the title events coordinator?
I'm events coordinator and community outreach coordinator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as I tell our listeners that, regardless of where they attend church, mm-hmm. because so many of our listeners attend events with Calvary, like going to the stadium in April or March mm-hmm. or whenever Easter lands.
Right.
And of course, Freedom Celebration mm-hmm. and Fall. We just had the Fall Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So as the guy that you know had to kind of walk through that, how did you feel afterwards? Did you feel like mission accomplished?
Absolutely. I mean, it's always a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it takes a little bit of insanity to want to do those types of things. But my team and I, we enjoy it so much, and it's so fulfilling. It's not a lot of jobs that you get to see right away the effect that whether it's been successful or not. And of course, we'll find out more on the other side of heaven, but it's always exciting, energizing to get to the end of an event and say, wow, we saw this many people come to Christ, or just the impact you make in a community.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, and Coy, I think I know you well enough to say together to the community, for those who think about these events, because it's real easy when a church puts on an event to think, well, that's for them and the people that attend there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just can't think of much that we do at Calvary Church. And I say we. You're listening to KLYT, which is on the campus at Calvary Church, and mm-hmm. I am on staff at Calvary Church and the radio station. But the intent is for the community. Would you agree?
100%. You know, whether you are a Christian at another church and want to take part in one of the events we're doing, or of course, we exist for those who are outside of the church as well and trying to draw those people in who don't know Jesus. That's one of our chief goals. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And one of the events that I just participated in was the launch of the new men's ministry, mm-hmm. Man Up, at yeah. Calvary Church. I know the expectation was for about 200. Were you a part of planning any of that?
I wasn't.
Okay, because those guys that ministry is kind of a break for you.
It's different. Yeah, they have their own specialized team going on.
Yeah, but still using the facilities that you use time after time, and we expected about 250 guys, and I think we had somewhere around 400 or 500 guys show
right.
up.
Mm-hmm.
The next rally coming up in January. Now, all that to say, Coy, you have another event coming up shortly on the calendar that we want the community to be aware of. And I want to make clear, not so much looking for attendance and participation in one way as another that we're looking for. And I'll kind of pass it off to you to,
sure.
to introduce what it is, the plan is, as we head towards the holidays.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take much effort to look around our state and our city and to see the needs that are just apparent. Obviously, New Mexico is number one in childhood hunger. It's a big need that we see around and a need that we've been trying to meet for years. For years now, we have been collecting money and meals for kids that need a Thanksgiving meal or families who need a Thanksgiving meal. And this year we decided we wanted to do a little bit more than just pass out a meal. And so we're inviting families who are food insecure, who are impoverished who may need some extra support this holiday season as far as meals go. And we're inviting them to come down to our campus on Sunday. So this Sunday, November 20th, from 2 to 4, we're asking families, hey, come down and get a free meal. Get everything you need to make a Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, all the rest. We're going to provide that for them. But while they're here, we want to make sure we're resourcing them in addition to that. So we're doing free haircuts for the family, family photos, as well as medical and dental screenings, things that will help not just give them some food to eat, but a day of dignity, some things that maybe they wouldn't normally get from day to day, but giving them access to those additional resources as well.
Yeah, you know, Coy, I so much appreciate the thought put into this. You know, it's not unusual to see philanthropic efforts going towards putting Thanksgiving meals on people's table, but the thought of things like the family portrait, certainly if someone is food insecure and they can't get to the store to get what they need for these meals, if they can't do that, then they're not going to have the resources to go get a nice family portrait that they can share with others during the, you know, like so many of us do,
right,
around the holiday season. And then even the thought there being, well, I'd like to get a portrait, but I don't know, I'm kind of shaggy.
Right. It's been a while since I had my hair cut. Yeah.
So with that thought, really, are you still in the recruiting process for those who'd like to pitch in that area? What are you looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a good database of professionals volunteering so far, but always want more, whether that's for this year or for next, growing the database, because we want to continue to do this and continue to add on to what we're doing year by year. And so, yeah, if you are a dentist or a dental hygienist, if you are in the medical profession, whether that's a paramedic or you're an MD or somewhere in between, or you're a barber or a hairstylist focusing on women's haircuts or kids' haircuts or men's, whatever you would fall into as far as that demographic goes, we'd love to have you be a part of this year's event, or just make yourself known to us so that we can continue to use you in the future.
Now, what are the different ways if someone's listening today and they're like, yeah,
right,
sign me up.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Just go to our website, calvarynm.church. On the homepage there, you'll see a big orange banner. You can't miss it. And there's a serve button right on the top of that banner. Go to the bottom and you have an option to sign up for the different various ways to serve at the event. And one of them specifically is for professionals. So just look for the professional sign up. And if you're not a professional, but you just want to come and be a part of the event, help unload a truck, or pack some meal boxes, or just volunteer, you can sign up to do that as well.
All right. So essentially, if the heart, here am I, send me,
right,
is out there, you're going to put them to work.
Of course.
Okay. And now, as Coy mentioned, the website is calvarynm.church. Real easy to see at the top. Now I'm colorblind. Is that orange?
It definitely is okay. Orange, yeah.
and you'll see the Thanksgiving pickup party, and there's a place to click serve. Now, there's others who are listening who think it's a great idea. And as much as they may love to be supportive physically, it might be something in that way they're unable to do. There's other ways to support the event.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. On top of serving, of course, we're asking you, if you're listening to this, to pray for the event. We'd love for you to pray for the effectiveness of which we're doing, and for all the supplies to come together, and for all the details, of course, for God to be glorified, and for the devices of the enemy. As you do events like this, and it becomes difficult in some ways. And I was actually talking to your wife the other day, and she said, you know why I think this event's going to be great? Because it's been so hard, because the enemy just seems like he's putting the roadblocks up. And I agree. So I think as we pray, we're effective in what we can do as far as making sure that God moves in power at the event. But also, if you want to give, we've said that $50 feeds a family of four. And so if you want to give to support a family and provide additional meals that we can give out, of course, we would love the partnership in that as well. So there's a spot to press give on the website as well, right next to the serve button. You just go there. Couldn't be simpler.
Okay, now there's a reason I'm going this direction. You're going to say, what are you doing right in the middle of this going here? Okay,
you're good.
Okay, so today is National clean out your fridge day.
Okay.
So we're not asking for people to clean out their fridge and bring stuff to this. It's National Drummer Day. I already thought of a couple drummers I need to send that link to because they're kind of special.
Sure.
Drummers are. National Entrepreneurs Day, National Recycling Day, National Ample Time Day, National Bunt Day. Always reminds me of Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Sure.
Bunt cake. All right. Now, here's where I was getting too coy. Today is National Philanthropy Day.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
There it is.
And it's a word that
every
radio announcer lives to say that on the air. You gotta say it slowly. Make sure you're saying it right. National Philanthropy Day. I did it twice.
You did it perfectly.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day too. Do you know what that is?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, yeah, you've been known to bake things.
That's true. I know my way around a kitchen.
But Coy Trammell is in studio, and if you just tuned in, the reason we asked him to come in, he's the events coordinator at Calvary Church, and coming up this Sunday the 20th, is that what you said?
That's right.
From 2 to 4, there's opportunity for you to serve alongside the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an event at Calvary Church, but as we started this time on the air together, I want to reiterate, Coy, this is an opportunity for the body of Christ to come together and serve our community, especially families that are in need, specifically those that are food insecure, to provide those meals for and other things. Will you come back on another time when we've got these events that we need to really make sure as we head into the holiday season, and this is kind of kicking it off, that people keep in mind some other things on the calendar.
Love
and we're not going
to
go into big detail about other things right now, but you had a couple of other things we could tease that are just around the corner for people to be listening for details on.
Sure. Yeah, we're heading into the Christmas season, of course. And one of the first things we're going to do here at Calvary is our Thanksgiving service. That's on the 23rd. That's a week from tomorrow. But a part of that is our tree lighting service. And so it's always a lot of fun on top of course, coming on a Wednesday night and experiencing worship and getting great teaching. And then we have that banner service where you're able to kind of display some of the things you're thankful for and celebrate right before Thanksgiving. But to come out into the amphitheater after service, do a tree lighting, get some hot cocoa and cookies and hanging out. It's a very festive, fun way to kick off the holiday season.
All right. Wouldn't hurt to pray for maybe a little snow.
I'm for it. I lived in Montana for 10 years.
Okay. Are you a snowboarder?
I was before I had kids and I got 4, but yeah, it's expensive.
Coy, thanks again for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Steve.